What is going on, everybody? How are you guys doing? It's Dina Samuel here again, and this is the second episode of my podcast, Lead Generation for Flooring Contractors. First of all, I want to say a massive, massive thank you to everyone who tuned in. I mean, 44 plays, baby. I was actually expecting at least 2 listeners, which are my team members. But really, like, 44 is absolutely insane. Thank you very much. So yesterday, I want to give a shout out to Fernando, who actually shared my podcast to his group. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. And from that, I actually got a question from a group member. And this was a smart question, and I wanted to address it right here, right now. He said, how to run Facebook ads to get free estimates appointments on my calendar? I love this question. Let me just, okay. because that's really what my bag is, right? High converting website plus quality traffic. So I thought it is just fitting that, you know, in today's episode, I want to give you, I want to share with you my strategy, my best strategy. And this is the best for any local flooring business. Definitely tested, proven, working right now. Okay. And the beauty of it, it's very simple and fast responding. Okay. Now, you know how some marketing campaigns or SEO strategies need you to wait for months or even a year to see results. Yep, I mean, I know there are companies out there offering like 12-month SEO contracts. Like, it's crazy. But anyway, so the strategy for local flooring businesses is simple, okay? And I need you to write this down. You'll only need 3 things, okay? I need, like, I cannot stress this enough, how important these 3 things are, okay? First is 1 set of messaging, okay? And when I always, like, share this to most of my clients or even those who book free strategy sessions with me, I always like talk to them about the importance of messaging, okay? And when we say messaging, it could be on your website, it could be on a simple Facebook post, on your Instagram post, or if you're doing YouTube or whatsoever. So when you craft a message or a caption or a description, like when you get a photo, maybe a before and after photo of a garage flooring project that you did. So when you, write or draft your message, it should consist of 4 important things. First is, please write this down, guys, because I have seen so many contractors, really like challenge about this sort of thing. So when you craft your message, first is you need, number 1, to call out attention. So who are you talking to? Are you talking to a homeowner, to a business owner, to whoever whoever the buyer persona is you're trying to talk to? So let's say, for example, homeowner in Atlanta, Georgia. So you say, attention Atlanta homeowners, something like that. So you call out their attention. That's number 1. Number 2 is to highlight their pain, highlight their struggles. So let's say, for example, for a garage, probably the issue in there is, let's say their garage floor is full of spider cracks or oil spills or like it's super messy, it's super old concrete, whatever that is. So you highlight their pain points, right? Second is the solution to that problem. And the fourth one is a very clear call to action. Okay, so those are the four vital points that you need to cover or you need to have on one particular message. Again, maybe in your Instagram post or your Facebook post. Okay, you cannot just say, hey, I'm using a polyurea or I'm using polyaspartics we've used this with type of colors and this and that, right? They don't give a, you know, I don't want to say the word. They don't care about it, like, because the technicalities that you know, those are maybe those are the things that they cannot relate to. What they can relate is definitely their problems, definitely the pains that they feel, the issues that they have on their garage floor whatsoever. So those important things. Again, call out their attention. Second is highlight their problem, offer your solution, what is the solution to that problem, and a very clear call to action. So those things are or should be part of your messaging. Number two is a painkiller offer. Okay, first is, again, one set of messaging. Second is a painkiller offer. And the third is $10 to $20 per day budget. These are the three things that you need to focus on right now that could really, like, give you, like, solid results, okay? Because, you see, most local contractors, fail to get leads online because they overcomplicate their strategy. Or simply, there's just no strategy at all. I could be stepping on some toes in here. But it's about time to fix this. So if you had, listen to this one. If you had boosted Facebook post and you got no results. If you had ran Google AdWords and the money went into donations, right? Or if you keep getting clicks on your website, but no inquiries, no calls, or just nothing's happening. You need to start drilling into these three things and forget about everything else. Like, seriously, okay? Because for you to get customers to your free estimate calendar, all right, you need to do the real hard work on the foundation, okay? Because your web designer won't tell this, your social media manager won't tell you this, because probably they don't know how important this is. So if you are working with a marketing agency right now and yet you're not hearing this stuff, like how important messaging is, how important, you know, to have a painkiller offer and the budget every day, then you got to start, like, you know, thinking about it or talk to them about it. Okay, you need to start drilling into these three things. Forget everything else, because seriously, it's just really about time. This could be the biggest reason why you're not, you know, getting results, no matter what strategy that you do, okay? You need to use your messaging to sell them. Otherwise, they just won't engage. Getting your ads or website in front of people is not enough, okay? Another thing is, you know, that contact us, you know, when you craft the message in your social media post and just, like, this and that, so contact me for a free estimate or whatever. That is not an offer. And again, I'm stepping toes in here. Again. So you really need to craft an offer that actually sells. When you craft an offer, try to consider what your market wants. What do they want? What is that one thing that they keep on asking? You probably have encountered a lot of inquiries before. I suggest you try to go back on those questions. Like, what is their, there should be like a common question that these people are asking from you. So the question is, have you actually given it to them? So that's one thing. And you really don't need a big budget, okay? Unless you run a chain, okay? So there, three things again. You need to use your messaging to sell them. Otherwise, they just won't engage. Number two is contact us. Stop saying contact me for free estimate or whatever, because that is not an offer, okay? You need to craft an offer that actually sells, that actually solves your market's problem. And again, you don't need a big budget unless you run a big chain. I promise you, when you invest and focus your resources on the foundation, the rest, like your website, your funnels, your ads, they will just take care of themselves, meaning you will get results. So stop building your marketing on a pile of sand, because foundations is equivalent to long-term success. It doesn't matter how many times you change your website. It doesn't matter how much money you spend in ads. You need to get a strategy on every marketing approach or every marketing campaign that you do. And I swear, if you do this, you will never stress about your marketing again. Cool? Okay, so I'm just going to wrap this up with, again, the three things you need to focus on if you want results with any of your marketing campaign. First is one set of messaging, a painkiller offer at a $10 to $20 budget per day. Okay, that's all for me, guys. Episode 2 of Tina Samuels podcast. Yes, my voice is still not okay, but recovering. Thank you for listening, guys. Feel free to share this episode to those you think it needs to hear this. I would really appreciate if you send me a message, if you send me some questions, feedback, whatever that is. Feel free to email me. It's ceo@dinasamuel.com. I'm always online on Facebook, so feel free to message me. Thanks again, guys. Light and peace to everybody. Bye-bye.